Amateur Radio Newsline Report number 1995 with a release date of Friday, January 22nd, 2016 follows in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. The following is a QST. New leaders are chosen at the ARRL. Australian hams prepare for a national celebration. CW enthusiasts get a whole month devoted to code, and teamwork on a cold Florida night keeps the homeless warm. All this and more in Amateur Radio Newsline Report number 1995 coming your way right now.
From around the world, this is Newsline, Amateur Radio's only independent weekly amateur radio news and bulletin service. Now reporting from Picayune, Mississippi, here is Don Wilbanks, AE5DW.
We open this week's newscast boasting a bit of pride for the home team. At the ARRL's recent board meeting in Connecticut, the organization gave leadership roles to two hams who were past winners of Amateur Radio Newsline's Bill Pasternak Memorial Young Ham of the Year Award. Amateur Radio Newsline's Amanda Alden, K1DDN, has all the election news.
Young Ham of the Year recipients climb the ranks at the ARRL. The annual ARRL board meeting took place on January 15th and 16th of this year. The board held several important elections during the meetings. Some of the results made our Newsline team extremely proud. Amateur Radio Newsline's 1997 Young Ham of the Year recipient, Brian Milishovsky, in 5ZGT, was elected as vice president of the ARRL. Milishovsky was currently serving as a Rocky Mountain Division director, and to fill his shoes in that role is Vice Director Dwayne Allen, WY7FD, who will become the new Rocky Mountain Division director. When Brian was asked how he felt about his newly elected position, he had this to say, "We Young Ham of the Year kids are sure causing some good trouble." Also, AR Newsline's 2004 Young Ham of the Year recipient, Andrea Hartledge, KG4IUM, was elected by the board to another term as director on the ARRL Foundation. Andrea was not available for a statement before press time. In other election news, with ARRL President Kay Craigie, N3KN, stepping down after three terms, a new president and several other officers have also been elected during the annual board meeting. Rick Roderick, K5UR, previously the first vice president, has been elected as the next president for the ARRL. Greg Wyden, K0GW, previously the Dakota Division Director, was elected as first vice president. Filling Wyden's previous position as director is Kent Olson, KA0LDG. The board also re-elected the following officers: International Affairs Vice President Jay Bellows, K0QB, Chief Financial Officer Barry Shelley, N1VXY, and ARRL Chief Technology Officer Brennan Price, N4QX. The board also elected one new member to the Executive Committee, which can act on the behalf of the board between its two yearly meetings in January and July. Delta Division David Norris, K5UZ, will replace New England Division Director Tom Frenier, K1KI, on the panel. The other board members are Hudson Division Director Mike Lysenko, N2YBB, West Gulf Division Director Dr. David Woolweaver, K5RAV, Pacific Division Director Bob Valio, W6RGG, and Great Lakes Division Director Dale Williams, WA8EFK. ARRL Chief Operating Officer Harold Kramer, WJ1B, also was attending his final meeting in an official capacity. Kramer retires on March 1st after about 10 years at ARRL headquarters. Still to come is the announcement of a successor to ARRL CEO David Sumner, K1ZZ, who is retiring this spring after 44 years on the ARRL headquarters staff. For Amateur Radio Newsline, I'm Amanda Alden, K1DDN.
Great report, Amanda. Best of luck to everyone in the challenging term ahead, and to Brian and Andrea. We'd like to remind you both that we're all glad to have known you way back when. Speaking of teamwork, a recent dip in the temperatures showed a group of hams and non-hams that cross-training isn't just for athletes. On Monday, January 18th, when Florida temperatures plummeted, Henry County, Florida Emergency Management deployed workers to two cold-weather shelters on either side of the huge county. They included Andrew Frame, WD4RCC, and his wife Brandy, as well as Frank Harris Sr., WA4PAM. Both Frank and Andrew are EM reservists as well as hams. All the while, EM Director Brian Newhouse, KJ4WIC, transported supplies, the area's homeless, and did troubleshooting. With local municipal support, the hams, working with a trained group of non-hams, kept things running smoothly, according to Andrew Frame. He credits the recent emphasis on cross-training county emergency service responders and radio amateurs, and he said this cold snap was the first test of how well that cross-training across multiple disciplines really worked. He said, quote, "It puts everyone more or less on the same page, or at least the same chapter in the book," end quote. One of the next stages in cross-training, getting the Community Emergency Response Team volunteers ready for their technician license exam. If you think all the New Year's CW action has taken a short seasonal break, guess again. The Straight Key Century Club is keeping the excitement of Straight Key Night going strong right through the month of January. Here's Amateur Radio Newsline's Neil Rapp, WB9 VPG.
January is turning out to be a key month in more ways than one for the Straight Key Century Club. The club's annual month-long event, K3Y, got underway on January 2 and continues through January 31. But this year it also marks the 10-year anniversary for this club of CW enthusiasts. The Straight Key Century Club was founded in 2006, following the ARRL's Straight Key Night event that same year. The on-air party is an invitation to all hams to experiment with their Morse code skills using straight keys, bugs, and sideswipers. K3Y operators will be working stations in each of the U.S. call areas, and there will be other stations in each of the six IARU continental regions using call signs with KH6, KL7, and KP4. QSL cards and, of course, sweep certificates will also be available. By the way, there's no need to RSVP to this party. Just get on the air. For Amateur Radio Newsline, I'm Neil Rapp, WB9 VPG in Bloomington, Indiana.
Thank you, Neil. It's nice to have you on the Newsline team. Speaking of CW, there's reportedly a new record in distance for CW contacts in the UK, as reported on Southgate Amateur Radio News by the hams who say they've accomplished it. Ian Lamb, G8KQW, and John Hazell, G8ACE, claim to have set a new UK distance record for code on 134 gigahertz. The record-breaking contact is said to have occurred January 16th, with the two amateurs utilizing a line-of-sight path from Chute Causeway near Andover all the way to Cheesefoot Head near Winchester. The distance covered, 35.6 kilometers, which is a little more than 22 miles. The previous UK record on 134 gigahertz was 19.2 kilometers and had been set by G8KQW and G8ACE on September 20th, 2015. And one more bit of news for CW enthusiasts, especially those who are proud to have a competitive edge. The UK and Ireland Contest Club will have its first annual DXCW contest January 23rd and 24th, a 24-hour competition that starts at noon local time on Saturday. UK and EI districts are multipliers, as are other DXCC countries on each band from 80 to 10 meters. The exchange is your serial and two-character district code. Hams competing in EI and UK districts will need to know their district codes, which are listed in the rules at ukeicc.com. The contest will not have an exchange. Good luck. You may not be hungry for dinner right now, but it pays to plan ahead, especially if you're planning to enjoy the banquet on Saturday, February 13th, at the ARRL National Convention at the Orlando Hamcation in Florida. Tickets are still available, but the cutoff date is January 31st. The evening's banquet keynote speaker will be ARRL CEO David Sumner, K1ZZ, who is retiring this spring. Master of Ceremonies will be ARRL Southeastern Division Director Doug Riemann, K4AC. Both the convention and Hamcation will offer a menu of other events beyond the banquet, but the dinner gathering is going to be a big deal, so you need to plan. So reserve now. Banquet tickets, like the banquet itself, will be all gobbled up soon. Time for you to identify your station. We are the Amateur Radio Newsline, heard on bulletin stations around the world, including the KB9 WSL repeater in Rochester, Indiana, following Thursday's 7 p.m. weekly net. It's not that Australian hams will be having an identity crisis on January 26th. It's just that they'll be celebrating Australia Day. So that means something special happens to their call signs. Amateur Radio Newsline's Graham Kemp, VK4BB, explains.
That's not a call sign. That's a call sign. VK to AX. Happy Australia Day. Well, almost. The national celebration of culture and country, not to mention fireworks, arrives Tuesday, January 26th this year, and with the feeling of patriotism comes an opportunity for radio amateurs to make history too. On Australia Day, we VKers get to substitute our call signs VK prefix with AX, and it's done automatically. Thus, as national flags fly and barbecues are lit, hams will be raising the banner of this special prefix, just as they will get to do again later this spring, both on Anzac Day, April 25, and International Telecommunications Day, May 17. The Australian Communication and Media Authority automatically grants amateurs use of the prefix for the duration of the celebration. Australia Day, January 26, marks the first fleet's landing in Australia and the establishment of a settlement at Port Jackson, Sydney Harbour, as Governor Arthur Phillip raised the British flag in 1788. And as before, it will also be a day for amateurs worldwide to try for a special QSL card bearing the commemorative prefix. For Amateur Radio Newsline, I'm Graham Kemp, VK4BB, or, on January 26, AX4BB.
Thank you, Graham. Another special call sign, this one in Luxembourg, is being activated through June to mark the 95th anniversary of His Royal Highness the Grand Duke Jean of Luxembourg. Some members of the Luxembourg Amateur Radio Union will be working as LX1AM on single sideband and as LX1EA and LX3X in digital modes. There's a special QSL card that will be sent via the Bureau. QSLs will also be confirmed on LOTW and EQSL. For more details, visit QRZ.com. Ham Radio is romancing the tinkerers and the makers again, this time in Germany. The Deutsche Amateur Radio Club, Germany's national nonprofit radio organization, took its place at a maker and hacker event in Munich earlier this month in an attempt to capture the imagination and creativity of the more than 7,500 attendees. The two-day hobbyist fair, known as Make Munich, is a major do-it-yourself festival where lovers of technology and tinkering with technology stretch their dreams in new directions. According to a report on DARC's webpage, which quotes Marcus Heller, DL8RDS, the group's booth attracted numerous inquiries about amateur license courses and exams. The same report noted that many visitors signed the DARC guestbook and included the call sign they already had, even from their home countries, such as the U.S. and Finland. The first Iranian ham contest kicks off on February 1st and runs through February 11th, marking the 37th anniversary of the Iranian Islamic Revolution. The contest's goal is simple. Organizers want to encourage and increase new contacts with Iranian hams, and they're placing a special emphasis on DXing. Find the action on 40, 20, 15, and 10 meters in single sideband, RTTY, and CW modes. QSL cards and certificates will be available. For further information, send an email to epcontest.2016@gmail.com. Checking the world of DX, the Mid-Ulster Amateur Radio Club will participate in SOS Week and activate during the last two weekends in January. Club members using the call sign MN0VFW will be operating on HF, VHF, and UHF bands. Gene N9SW will be active from January 28th to February 9th as FJ Stroke N9SW from St. Bartholomew. He'll work holiday style on 40 through 6 meters, mainly in CW, QSL via his home call sign. Stig SM3PHM is working as J79M from Dominica holiday style until February 3rd. He's working CW only, QSL via SM3PHM. And finally, Tilo DL9NBJ is working from Curacao beginning January 19th through February 9th using the call sign PJ2-DL9NBJ. He'll work both single sideband and CW on the HF bands, QSL only via Club Logs OQRS. And finally this week, we ask you to recall your first QSO as a new ham. Well, there's a teenager in the UK who will probably never have trouble remembering hers. Amateur Radio Newsline's Jeremy Boot, G4NJH, wraps up our newscast with this story.
Things could not have been more exciting for students at the Sandringham School in Hertfordshire, England, earlier this month. During a week-long space festival being held at the school, the 11 to 19-year-olds learned about space and space travel, attended rocket workshops, heard a spacecraft engineer's presentation, and even participated in an amateur radio build-a-thon. But just when the students thought they'd heard it all, those talks about Mars and discussions about cosmonauts, they tuned to 145.8 MHz and heard something completely different. Operating with the call sign GB1SAN, they reached out and contacted GB1SS, astronaut Tim Peake, aboard the International Space Station. And that's when things truly couldn't get any more exciting. Jessica Lee, a Year 10 pupil, was the first student to talk to the astronaut during the QSO on the 8th of January. But it was a first for Jessica in another way. The Sandringham student is a newly qualified amateur, having just passed her foundation class exam before Christmas. Her call sign is M6LPJ. And so Jessica's classmates not only got the thrill of a chat in space, but in witnessing a launch. In this case, it was the launch of one of the UK's newest amateurs, Jessica Lee, and needless to say, she was flying high. For Amateur Radio Newsline, I'm Jeremy Boot, G4NJH in Nottingham, in the UK.
Great story, Jeremy, thanks. With thanks to Allen Labs, the ARRL, CQ Magazine, DX.net, Hap Holly and the Rain Report, the Irish Radio Transmitter Society, Make Munich, the Ohio Penn DX News Bulletin, QRZ.com, Southgate Amateur Radio News, Straight Key Century Club, Twit TV, the Wireless Institute of Australia, and you, our listeners. That's all from the Amateur Radio Newsline. Our email address is newsline@arnewsline.org. More information is available at Amateur Radio Newsline's only official website. You'll find that at www.arnewsline.org. You can also write to us or support us at Amateur Radio Newsline, 28197 Robin Avenue, Santa Clarita, California, 91350. For now, with Karen Eve Murray, KD2GUT at the news desk in New York and our news team worldwide, I'm Don Wilbanks, AE5DW, in Picayune, Mississippi, saying 7-3. And as always, we thank you for listening. Amateur Radio Newsline is copyright 2016. All rights are reserved.